Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Police in Gilroy, California have identified the gunman in last night's deadly shooting at a food festival as 19-year-old Santino William Legan. Four people, including the gunman, were killed and more than a dozen others were wounded. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports police are still looking for a possible second suspect.
Gilroy police say they believe Santino Legan cut through a fence near a creek to get around tight security at the annual Garlic Festival. He then opened fire, police say, with a semi-automatic assault-type rifle purchased legally in Nevada earlier this month. Chief Scott Smithy says three of his officers likely saved lives by engaging the gunman in less than a minute.
Despite the fact that they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, those three officers were able to fatally wound that suspect, and the event ended very quickly.
The chief says there's no word yet on motive, and they're still investigating a possible second suspect. The victims include a 6-year-old boy, a 13-year-old girl, and a man in his 20s. Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
The British government says it will not release an Iranian-flagged oil tanker in exchange for a British-flagged tanker that was detained by Iran. NPR's Joanna Kisses has the latest from London.
Iran captured a British-flagged oil tanker, the Stena Impero, in the Strait of Hormuz earlier this month. Tehran has hinted that it might free the Stena Impero if Britain also releases the Grace One, an Iranian oil tanker that the British Royal Navy seized in Gibraltar on July 4th. But Britain's new foreign secretary, Dominic Raab, told the BBC that there can be no quid pro quo. He says the Grace One was detained legally for violating EU oil sanctions on Syria, whereas Iran's seizure of the Stena Impero is state piracy. That's the same phrase Iran's foreign minister, Javad Zarif, used to describe Britain's capture of the Grace One. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, London.
Following another weekend of clashes between protesters and police in Hong Kong, the Chinese government has outlined its response, stalwart support for the local administration of Chief Executive Carrie Lam and the police. Beijing says it wants no harm done to national security, no challenge to the central government's authority, and no outside interference. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports that Beijing's words were closely watched for clues on what direction Hong Kong will take.
It was the first briefing by the Beijing Policy Office on Hong Kong since the handover, and it put the onus on the local administration to find a solution to the unrest that's convulsed Hong Kong for 8 weeks. But what it did not say was perhaps as significant as what it did. There was no direct indication that the People's Liberation Army would be deployed to Hong Kong streets, which would have allayed the worst fears of many in Hong Kong.
This is NPR. When Kentucky public school students return to classes this fall, they'll be greeted by new displays bearing the national motto, In God We Trust. Josh James with member station WUKY has the story.
The signs are now required under a new state law passed this year by the General Assembly. While supporters point to the motto's history and prominence in the country as reasons to post the phrase in schools, critics argue the signs could make students of differing faiths feel unwelcome. Under the law, all public elementary and secondary schools in Kentucky must display the phrase in a prominent location by the start of the upcoming school year. In 2014, Kentucky lawmakers added In God We Trust displays to the legislature's committee rooms. For NPR News, I'm Josh James in Lexington.
The latest deadly prison riot in Brazil this year is an especially grisly one. At least 52 inmates were killed. 16 of them were decapitated. Prison officials say the unrest began early this morning at a facility in Altamira involving rival gangs. Two guards were reportedly taken hostage but were eventually released. Canada's WestJet airline says it's removing the Boeing 737 MAX jet from its schedule until November 4th. WestJet is the country's second largest carrier. The MAX fleet has been grounded since its planes were involved in two deadly crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia. Problem with the aircraft's automatic anti-stall systems is at the center of the investigations. The Dow is up 40 points. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.